Once again, we were pleasantly surprised by the trade statistics that came out for February, with positive growth continuing even over last year's impressive records for both beef and pork. On the pork side, we saw a slight decline in muscle cut exports, but that was more than offset by the increase in variety meat exports, which can be expected given the economic situation. In total, we saw a 4.7% increase in the February values compared to a year ago. On the beef side, it was actually the opposite trend, with an increase in muscle cut exports more than offsetting a pullback in variety meats. February values year over year were up 4% in volume and were just up 1% in value. Some different dynamics behind those numbers. On the beef side, the increase in muscle cuts can mainly be attributed to the addition of Korea compared to a year ago. Also, double-digit growth in muscle cut exports to Vietnam. The growth in these markets, as well as continued growth in Japan, were enough to more than offset the decline in exports to Mexico so far this year. On the pork side, we had expected a decline in exports to China and Hong Kong and also to Russia. This decline was more than offset by continued growth in exports to Mexico and Japan, with Japan still leading in value terms, but Mexico the top taker for U.S. pork on the volume side. It's interesting, the global dynamics today, we see relatively tight protein supplies around the world, and at the same time, relatively low prices around the world. So obviously demand is driving the situation at this point. Exports in the first 2 months of the year accounted for about 23% of U.S. pork production, and so that would be a similar level to last year. And at the same time, as we saw a steady growth in exports, we also saw a decrease in U.S. pork production, so resulting in lower net supplies on the U.S. market, and yet we've seen prices at or below year-ago levels. Similar situation with beef exporting over 9% of production and a decrease in domestic production as well, but still prices well below year-ago levels. So this leads us to question what happens going forward. We've seen net production just in the U.S. of beef, pork, and poultry being down over 4% compared to last year. And at the same time, we're maintaining export growth. So we know there is a decrease in supplies available on the U.S. market. And as we enter the grilling season and hopefully demand starts to rally a little bit, we should see positive movement in prices for all meats. And we've started to see this a little bit on the middle meats for beef. And although we still saw for the first time a negative choice select spread for the weekly average last week, leaves a lot of questions as to where prices will go going forward if demand does start to rally for everything from chicken breasts to pork loins to beef middle meats. And hopefully the combination of continued strong exports and domestic demand will lead to higher prices so that producers in the U.S. can finally start to make ends meet. Some other major issues. So far, we're still waiting for relistment of over 30 plants for exports of pork to Russia. And hopefully we can have this problem resolved before our June deadline to agree with Russia on a pork certificate. So that's a big thing on the pork side. On the beef side, we're hoping that with the new administration, we can start to work to expand access to crucial markets, especially Japan, also Hong Kong and Taiwan, just to name a few. And we have the deadline looming for the EU beef agreement, April 22nd, where we either reach agreement on hopefully expanded market access for non-hormone treated beef exports to the EU, and in exchange we start to give up our retaliation on the list of products that we import from the EU. And if this is not resolved, it will probably end up in further WTO cases without expanded access to the EU beef market. In other news, we see an increase in Chinese pork production, and our trade stats revealed a decrease in muscle cut exports to that market as their domestic production increases and their prices fall. But we've still seen strong growth in variety meat exports, up 26% through the first 2 months of the year, making China and Hong Kong our second largest pork variety meat market following Mexico. So those are some of the major market movers for now, and we're just hoping that global demand will continue strong and that we see an uptick in domestic demand as well to help move prices to levels closer to a year ago.